The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686. Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street, serving Rock Hill for 65 years. And by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. And now, here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're back this morning for another rendition. Mr. Rector is in the house.
So good morning.
Are you doing all right, buddy?
Glad to be here.
You had a big week like we did, I guess.
I did.
Sunshine. I thought the rain was going to kick things down yesterday, but it really didn't. We were still pretty steady, even with all the rain.
So. Yeah. It came down good there for a while.
But it came down hard there for a while. Yeah. I thought we were going to get washed away there for about an hour and a half. Before we get to the end, let me mention something I mentioned last week before I forget, since I'm getting old and can't retain stuff like I used to be. But the Master Gardener's annual plant sale is today from 9 to 3 and tomorrow from 1 to 4 at the Learning Center at Glen Can Garden. And for those old-timers around that can't remember this new stuff, that's the old United Way building on Edgemont.
Yeah, Edgemont. I was trying to think of that road yesterday.
So yep.
On that side of Glen Can Garden.
Right. Saturday, April 27th from 10 to 3 will be the Earth Day birthday at the Museum of York County. And Bloomfest is going to be Saturday, May the 18th from 9 to 3 at Glen Cairn again. So now I've done my part for Paul, so
there you go.
We're going to go on to bigger and better things now.
I want to remind everybody today is the last day of Come See Me, too. So there's if you don't have a brochure, go online, and there's a whole litany of things going on today. I don't know about tonight if the fireworks are happening or not, but
I hadn't heard, but I got a funny feeling it might not.
So. I actually made it out to the Moonlight Jazz last night. They actually had that, so it was kind of nice. The rain held off. It was very wet and mushy out there, but it was good weather for that.
Big turnout.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I mean, for the amount of rain and stuff, so.
When they first had it, I think there might have been 10 or 12 people there the first time they had it.
Yeah.
And then I didn't go for several years, and then there wasn't even hardly room to turn around. There was
that's back when my wife enjoyed it. There weren't as many people.
Yeah. Well, I remember when there weren't many people at the tailgate thing, too.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I remember all that got started, so.
Yep. In fact, it was held in the parking lot on the right side driving in. Mm-hmm. And it only took one little row. There might have been not even 100 people there the first time. And
it's crazy how that festival's grown. People that aren't from here don't realize it wasn't always a 10-day festival. It was technically 2-day. It was just a weekend, and it was basically at Glen Cairn Garden.
They claim it was a 3-day, but it was really more like 2 and a quarter. You know, Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday.
There's hundreds of events they have, and it's really awesome for Rock Hill.
Well, it was set up to be the show off Glen Can Garden and all that. That's what it was started. Mr. Albright and all those were very unique in setting all that up. But I don't think anybody envisioned a 10-day thing.
Nah. If you've never been to Glen Can Garden, you should go in the next at least a week or two because it's blooms are popping and it's just pretty incredible. And I know a lot of people probably don't know about Glen Can Garden, so just look it up and take a trip there and walk around. It's beautiful.
It's probably Rock Hill's best kept secret. Whitner and her crew do a wonderful job out there, and
they do.
They kind of ignored it for many years, but then the city went in and did a massive, I don't know what you would call it, urban renewal kind of thing, and it's a class act now. And you're right, it's busting in the flowers. I guess what gets me is proms, prom night, you go out there and you can't stir the people with a stick. Now, I mean,
if it's prom Saturday, probably you shouldn't go out there because I know some kids, they start at 1 o'clock out there taking pictures and prom's at night. So that's like 7 to 8 hours.
Was out there. So, of course, my wife elected me to go with her. Like I had a choice. And I've never seen so many people in one cramped space in my life. And It's a wonder there's any grass or shrubs left. They were standing on everything.
But yep.
It survived. And I didn't realize that they have a ton of weddings out there.
Oh, yeah.
Almost every day of the week, somebody's getting married at Glencairn.
Well, good.
But it's...
I'm sure April, May, and June, that'll be busy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And for weddings.
Anyway, take a look at it if you hadn't had a chance, and maybe you might want to wait till the next couple weeks when some of the crowds die down. But it's, I don't know. It seems like they're having stuff everywhere now. They're using the Fountain Park and Clint Winthrop. And then, well, it used to be a lot of it out at Cherry Park. But I know last weekend, the first weekend, they came in the office one day, and they had a BMX race.
Yep.
Same weekend as Glencairn. I mean, it's come see me, and I'm thinking, no, I don't know that I would quite scheduled it that way, but this was a big national race out there. So,
well, there's always something going on in Rock Hill. If people say there's nothing to do here, I mean, they just gotta look around a little bit. There's a lot going on.
I got to get over to Knowledge Park and see what's happening over there. I haven't been over there in a while, and everybody's coming in telling me all this stuff's been built now, so I got to go check it out. So. But it's, I guess when the White Horse moved over there, kind of kick-started
it or something. Yep.
Okay, well, Miss Emily's back with us this week after a hiatus, and she's got the music playing, so we'll be right back.
Start your swimming season the right way with Imperial Pool and BioGuard. This is Mike Elder. We'll customize a no-hassle treatment plan to make opening your pool quick and easy. Relax and bring your water sample to BioGuard at Imperial Pool, 21 Bypass Rock Hill, or next to the Food Line, Lake Wiley.
Yard care professionals know that zero-turn mowers are the most efficient way to cut grass, and your friends at Greg's Fix-It Shop have a full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers they'd love to show you. Zero-turn mowers can mow around trees, tight corners, and plantings without stopping or using a trim mower. Snapper zero-turns bring professional performance to the homeowner. So stop by Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street today. Their lawn care professionals would love to show you their full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers.
This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For 40 years, we've supplied the York County area with quality landscape plants, locally grown and climatized. Come by the nursery at 873 Museum Road. Remember, now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. I'm going to throw in my plug real quick before we get into bigger and better things. But we're here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and WRHI.com. Just tune in whichever way is convenient. Be glad to have you listening. Well, Mr. Rector, we had our another two rainstorm week. I mean, things have fallen patterns since September. You know, it seems like every Friday we get some rain. We're getting pushed further and further back on the landscape side, and it just, I can't even think hard about it now. It hurts me. You know, people are being very patient, but some of them aren't, you know. But there's really not much we can do about it right now. And
yeah, when the sun comes out, you just have to remember it all the days it did rain. So it's we're all landscapers and nurserymen, and everybody's doing the best they can to dig out and do what they can do.
I didn't want to be ugly, but by Wednesday, I mean, what, it rained Tuesday?
Yeah, I think it did
Tuesday. Yeah, this lady's been coming to us for years. I knew her well, and she says, "You can't be that far behind us." "Yes, ma'am, afraid we are." And she made some comment. I said, "Believe it or not, people don't understand, but I want their money just as bad as they want to give it to me."
Yep.
But there's only so much you can do when you can't work but 3 days a week.
Yeah, it's different.
Instead of six.
It's a lot different from other businesses. You know, you go to some businesses, they're all inside, and 8 to 5, and flows and landscaping and people working outdoors have to deal with rescheduling and moving around and working longer days when it's not raining and doing paperwork when it is raining.
The problem is the ground, as saturated as it is now, mm-hmm. it would take a good long while before it actually got dry.
You know,
just because the sun's shining and maybe the crust is dried out some, you put mm-hmm. a piece of equipment on the lawn, next thing you know, you got 2 foot roots in it. So, mm-hmm. and that takes even more money to fix, and you don't really want to do that, especially with irrigation mm-hmm. lines and everything else now. But it's going to be all right. We're getting them knocked out as fast as we can. And the problem is everybody else I know is in the same boat we're in. Mm-hmm. So it's just almost more business out there than there are people to do it. So
yep. That's a good opportunity for maybe some new people to get in and do some things.
But you know, even on the sod thing, you can't cut sod until the soil dries mm-hmm. out to a certain point or you got a mess.
That's a good thing where our farm is. It's a good sandy soil, so it's not same as up here. So luckily they'll cut, but the pallets are so heavy. We usually put 18 pallets on a truck. We can only put 14 on there because of the weight. And I forget what day it was. I was out there. I had to do a lot of loading the other day. Everybody, the girls at the store were laughing at me because I was having to load. But those rolls.
I'd be laughing too that you were having to load.
They should have took a picture. But those rolls of sod were heavy, man. They mm-hmm. weighed 50 pounds, probably 50, 60, 70 pounds.
They are saturated.
Something else. We did have good news this week, though. The spring, I know last year didn't warm up as quick. It's actually warmer, I think, this spring as a whole. And it was 89 degrees down at our farm the other day. So that Bermuda grass, Zoysia grass, all that's waking
starting
up.
Starting to pop in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the other thing that you mentioned down in Nieces down there in Orangeburg County, you don't see many sod farms in York County for a reason.
Yeah.
Red clay and growing sod is not conducive because you talk about heavy.
Yeah, well, that would be bad.
Yeah, you couldn't. That would be tough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my guys would all quit if I had to carry that heavy clay soil around. But anyway, I'm assuming y'all still staying pretty busy selling sod right now. And when mm-hmm. Zoysia and the Bermuda kick in full speed, it's going to really kick in then. And
we're about a week out, I guess, for getting taking orders, and that's pretty normal for this time of year. April and May is pretty busy.
You still, I was going to bring this up, we've mentioned it every week, but it's not enough to forget. You're getting close to time to put some fertilizer on your Zoysia and centipede.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite there yet, I don't think. I think I'd give it another week or two, but I had people just so impatient.
Well, I think if you got time, it's not going to hurt it to do it. I think we're done with frost.
We're not at Easter yet.
Knock on that.
Easter's not here yet.
It's late this year.
I don't care. Over 40 years, we always get a cold. Well, we did get one last week, so.
Yeah, it was cool. It was a couple mornings down, wasn't it in the 40s or something?
Oh, we were down in the low 30s. We hit 30, 32, 28 at the nursery.
Oh, last week?
Not this week, week before.
Okay.
Now, this week was good. It was the week before, and we were up half the night. So.
Yeah.
And on the plants, the colds at 32 degrees, it's not going to kill your plants.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of colds on that this week for some reason. Well, that cold killed my plant? No, it didn't. It's your blooms and your new growth that gonna get the damage.
Yep.
So the best way to save the blooms is cover it with a cloth or blanket or something. You don't want plastic because that can form condensation and burn it when the sun hits it. But you got to be careful because the blanket or sheet can mess up the blooms.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we got a choice of covering them up or running the irrigation, washing the frost off of them.
Mm-hmm.
So this year we chose to run the irrigation, so I think it was 11 days out of 14, one of us was over there running irrigation at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, that's
fine.
And
my age, that makes for a long day.
Mm-hmm.
Not as young as he used to be. But we ended up not having any damage, but the other side of the coin, by now we should have everything out, spread out where people can see it, but we've been scared to do it because of those little frost deals.
Well, Steve's right about that. I think more so plants than grass. I mean, grass is a lot more resilient. If you fertilize your Bermuda, Zoysia, And we did get a little cold snap. It might knock it back a little bit, but it's not going to kill it, you know, to come back. But a plant would be more fragile.
It's not going to kill your grass this late. That, I didn't mean to imply that. What it will do, we have seen it on my zoysia. And if I did it too early, it started coming out and you got a pretty hard frost or freeze on it, it'll burn the tips of the new stuff. But week or 10 days later, you don't even notice it when it starts going in. And I'm not sure. I think we're probably out of the woods, but we've, even back in the days when we grew a lot of bedding plants and vegetable plants and all that, we always said April 20th was the frost day.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people around here now saying April 15th, which is tomorrow.
That's kind of what I've always said, but
whatever it is.
Monday. But you got to pay you money, Monday.
Yeah. What money? They already got it all.
I put mine in the mailbox this morning.
They already got it all.
Cried when I put it in there.
You shouldn't have had to pay.
Evidently, I'm rich.
Well, my accountant says she had all these people coming in, couldn't understand. With all these tax breaks, why they had to pay. Well, the problem was they made more money.
Yeah, everybody made more, I guess.
Well, being in the stock market, you know, it's gone crazy. So they were making two or three times the money they used to make. They didn't look at their total income. They were just looking at the W-2s thing. Okay, it's time for another quick break, and we'll be right back to finish up the Gardener's Bench. This is Steve Crump with Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Get a jump on spring. When you plant now, your plants establish roots before the spring growing season. For a wide selection of landscape quality plants, come see us today. Remember, now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
Yard care professionals know that zero-turn mowers are the most efficient way to cut grass, and your friends at Greg's Fix-It Shop have a full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers they'd love to show you. Zero-turn mowers can mow around trees, tight corners, and plantings without stopping or using a trim mower. Snapper zero-turns bring professional performance to the homeowner. So stop by Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street today. Their lawn care professionals would love to show you their full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers.
This is Mike Elder. Never miss a moment in your pool due to algae and cloudy water. Try BioGuard's new True Blue Promise. You'll enjoy spectacular sparkling water all season long. See the pros at Imperial Pools and Spas in Lake Wiley next to Food Line or on 21 Bypass Rock Hill for details.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench, getting ready to finish up this episode. I forgot what we're talking about now, David.
We actually got on a financial show. That one came on before us.
Yeah, well, we're not the tax experts by far, but anyway.
Yeah, probably don't want
to. We're actually still spraying for weeds and turf. I mean,
oh my gosh,
a lot of your winter annuals are getting ready to die out, but it seems like the spring annuals are coming in with a vengeance. So, yeah. And with all the rain, the pre-emergent hadn't really done its thing this year. It's just leached out so fast. And, you know, everybody, well, I thought you put a pre-emergent. Well, we did.
Yeah.
But, you know, 6 inches of rain kind of did a
number. Like you fertilized the weeds.
Yeah.
I've been trying to clean up our yard at Carolina Fresh. I've sprayed it. We did it again, but it's supposed to be an expert on this and have people come look at the grass, and mine is not even looking that good.
Yeah, that's probably not a good thing.
I admit it. It just shows how bad it was this year with the rain.
But I did tell people this week they go ahead and start fertilizing the grass. I mean, I'm like you. Even if we do get a little cold snap, it's not going to be severe enough to do any damage. And that goes for your plants, too. Right about now, everything starting to bud out and leaf out and flower and all that. So if you want to go ahead and fertilize it, now's a good time. I still think on azaleas, I'd probably wait just a little while. Because the problem is, they're so gorgeous this year. I mean, we've got them. You can't even see the leaves on some of them for all the blooms. And if you fertilize them too early, so the the leaf growth comes out and covers up the bloom. So
now wait till next Saturday. That's the 20th.
Yep.
Steve would be happy.
And yeah, I mean, we're fertilizing everything now for the first time in years. Yeah. We back got everything fertilized when we're supposed to, and not when we ended up having to. But
a schedule is hard to stay on sometimes with the weather. Just you have to play around it.
Well, with the plants, the catch is every year we get what we call growth flushes, and it's little growth spurts when the leaves come out. A good year is 5 to 6 flushes. Mm. And we had that last year, and we had it 3 years ago. Now, a couple of years ago, we had 3 flushes. So that means it takes 2 years to grow what get the growth you used to get 1 year. So, well, how long is that? How old is that plant? Well, that's kind of hard to say because it depends on how many growth flushes you had in that period. And I'm expecting a pretty good growth season this year. I mean, we might end up scorching hot because we did kind of have a mild winter. It was colder than normal for normally mild winters because it did stay down in the 30s, but it didn't get much out of the 50s and 60s. We didn't have them weeks of 85.
Yeah, we didn't have like an 80 degree.
Like we used to have. Yeah. So I used to kind of project it pretty good based on past years. Now it's just a crapshoot. I have no clue. You know as much about it as I do. We just have to wait and ride it out.
Weather, man.
Get up in the morning and see what's going to mess up first. Yeah. But it's, it's pruning's the same way. I got a couple of calls this week. People want to know if they could prune anything flowering, camellias, azaleas, whatever. I'd wait till they finish blooming. You got about a 6-week window there. You can prune without damaging the buds. Then they set buds for next year. So they set them way ahead. Everything else, if you want to shape it up, go for it.
Yeah.
And even if you want to do some hard pruning, you could do it now. But I don't know. I'm not big sold on hard pruning, but some people think they have to do it. So
if you're hard pruning, you probably got a plant or something in the wrong place.
Pretty much.
Keep it off your house, or which is not good to have it touching your house, but still.
The best line we get, in fact, the gentleman said it yesterday. Well, I like this. That's why it's going to get awful big for where you want to put it. Well, I can keep it cut down. I said, no, you won't.
Yeah.
You will the first 3 or 4 years when it doesn't need it.
Yeah.
But that 7th, 8th, and 9th year, you're going to tend to forget about it. And then next thing you know, the thing's 3 times the size you wanted to get. And then you're wanting to bring
it down. Might get tired of wrestling with it then.
And by then, you have to just pull it out and stick something else and start over again. It's better to get the shrub that's going to fit the space.
Mm-hmm.
If you need a 6-foot mature height shrub, put a 6-foot mature height shrub in the hole. Yeah.
Yep.
Kind of go with it that way. But
look at what the plant's going to be, you know, in a couple of years.
That's
not what it looks like when you put it in the ground.
The long range plant. Okay, Miss Emily started the music again, and with our last break, we'll be right back.
Yard care professionals know that zero-turn mowers are the most efficient way to cut grass, and your friends at Greg's Fix-It Shop have a full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers they'd love to show you. Zero-turn mowers can mow around trees, tight corners, and plantings without stopping or using a trim mower. Snapper zero-turns bring professional performance to the homeowner. So stop by Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street today. Their lawn care professionals would love to show you their full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers.
Instead of going to the beach, enjoy the water at home with an above-ground pool from Imperial Pools. This is Mike Elder. For the cost of spending a week at the beach, your family will enjoy a pool at home for many summers to come. See Imperial Pools, 21 Bypass, Rock Hill, and next to the Food Line in Lake Wiley.
This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Spring is here. Start planning your spring landscaping today. Come by the nursery at 873 Museum Road and see our wide selection of locally grown plants. Remember, now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Ready, set, save with Toyota of Rock Hill's Real Zero Deal. 0% APR, zero due at signing, zero payments for 3 months, and zero cost maintenance. All backed by our rock solid guarantee.
Plus, we honor all dealer ads. Ready, set, save at Toyota of Rock Hill, located minutes from uptown at exit 79. Select new 18 to 19 models with approved credit, excludes tax, tag, license, registration fees, includes $399 dock fee, deferral payments added to loan. Not all buyers will qualify. Expires 4/30/19.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to wrap up this week's rendition of the Gardener's Bench. We appreciate you being out there listening to us. And Mr. Rector, anything you want to add before we sign off this time?
I want to say hello to the Treetops community out in Vanwack. I went out there Wednesday and we had a powwow about Bermuda grass and did some cool education about it. I think they learned a little bit and told them to be patient with the Bermuda. It's going to green up. Just don't matter what you put on it till the weather gets warm. So
that's it. I just want to say happy anniversary to you and your lovely bride. I think you said tomorrow is 30 years.
29 years. Tomorrow.
So close enough for government work anyway. That's a long time.
Yeah.
And Teresa's a special girl.
It's been good.
But she and my wife worked together about 30 years ago. It was another lifetime ago.
It's one of those things they call Rock Hill. People know
each
other.
That's pretty much everybody knows everybody. So used to, not anymore.
That's true.
Know you mentioned that years ago. It didn't matter where we went out to eat at night. I ran into somebody I knew.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been three or four times we've been out in the last, not like we used to, but the last few months. And I hadn't seen a soul I know.
Yeah.
So times have changed.
Yep.
The small pond's gotten bigger.
Yeah, Rock Hill is growing.
But you don't have the watering holes you used to have either. So let's be nice and put it that way. I don't know. We went to Sharonda's over at Walmart last night, and it was an hour and 10-minute wait.
Oh, my gosh.
6:30. And it used to happen at 7 and 8, but I don't ever remember a wait that long at 6:30 on Friday night, because usually most people are just getting home by then.
Yeah, that area out there has grown. Newport, South Carolina, I guess. It's just a lot of people living out there.
It's gone crazy.
Used to be the country.
Yep.
Not anymore.
Well, believe it or not, back in a long time ago, Newport was a pretty booming metropolis back in the 1800s. They had banks and stores and livery stables and all that. And when the railroad came in, they wanted to put a depot, and they turned it down. They built Rock Hill.
Oh, really?
Cost them their fizzle. So
that's back when Steve used to ride his horse up there.
Yeah, that's when I rode the horses to work every day. Anyway, I don't know if they're calling for rain next week or not. I ain't really paid
attention. I think especially after tomorrow, it's supposed to be good till, I think, Thursday. So we've got a 3-day window to get weeks worth of stuff done.
There you go. And just sort of go with the flow. And for the gardeners out there, really enjoy it. And don't forget the Master Gardener programs that are coming up. You told me last week you sold all the chicks, so you don't have to worry about
that. The chicks are gone. We got vegetable plants in now, so come on out there.
Okay.
Get some, get them, like Steve says, get them in and get them growing.
I didn't even know y'all were selling vegetables.
We just
plants,
do a little few.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So, close to the house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we appreciate it, and come back. We'll see you next week on the radio.
Gardener's Bench has been brought to you in part by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street, serving Rock Hill for 65 years. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686. And by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. Join us again Saturday morning at 8:30 for the Gardener's Bench on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports.